Hey, lovers and friends, I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
This is Lisa and Valerie. We're out here with Virginia and Jim, and we are here to just kind of learn about you guys and your love story. I came to understand you guys have been married for 76 years and will be married for 77 years this upcoming January 1st. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. So I have been looking for someone who has been married for 75 years for over 20 years. And I've had the pleasure of getting to work with people who have typically been married for a long time. And I have never met anyone that has been married for even 75 years, let alone 77. And I didn't look up the statistics on this, but I would guess that you are part of the 0.0001% of the population that can say that. So
I think you're right.
I would have to congratulate the two of you because it's really monumental and very special, and I'm really excited about it. So
thank you for letting us come yes. here. Yeah.
So with that being said, I kind of want to dive in and kind of get a little bit of background from you guys. So, Jim, do you want to tell us where you were born and raised?
I was born in Topeka, Kansas. I spent the first 10 years in Colorado, and my folks moved out here in 1940 from after buying a piece of ground from Humburg Lumber Company.
Ah, yeah, it was logging back then, right? A lot of logging.
No. Dad was never a professional logger. We did logging after we come to Idaho, but he was a farmer.
So you were raised on a farm.
And I've always been a farmer.
And how long have you been in this area?
Since 1940.
Since 1940. Wow. Okay. And then about what age were you when you came to this area? You were 10. Okay. And then here. And then how about you, Virginia? Where are you?
I was born and raised on Gold Creek.
So not too far from here, locally.
Where Western Pleasure is, well, on up the road from where Western Pleasure is right now.
Yes.
And want me to, should I go ahead with my life history?
Yeah.
Yep. Tell us about Gold Creek.
Well, my mother, unfortunately, had breast cancer.
Oh, no.
So she passed away when I was 10 months old. So my dad and I moved in with my grandparents.
Wow.
And my grandparents, of course, along with my dad, raised me. So that's my beginning story.
Yeah. Oh, it's so pretty up there. I love Gold Creek.
But you were probably pretty close to your grandparents, too.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They more or less raised me. However, my dad was always in the picture as far as that's concerned.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you want to know when we met. It happened, for some reason, we went to a little country school. The school was just new on Gold Creek. And it happened that I, from the first grade on, was in a class by myself.
Oh, no
you
way.
Were the only student.
I was the only student in that grade level. Yeah. And so when I heard that the Woods were coming to the country, maybe I'll get a classmate. But he was a year behind me, and his sister was a couple of years behind him. And anyhow, so the first time that I saw him, backing up a little bit, the men in my family wore bib overalls. And so, of course, we had to walk to school in those days. And the first day he come to school, here come this long-legged guy, kid, I'll say a kid, with Levi jeans on. And I thought he had the longest legs.
You still do, Jill.
Yeah, you really do have long legs.
And other than that, he was just another kid. And I think that I was probably in the seventh grade, and he was a year behind me in school. So that's how we met.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
What do you remember?
Well, like she said, we both walked to school, and that's when we first met eyeball to eyeball at the schoolhouse, Gold Creek School. She was just another girl.
Another girl. Okay,
another
so
girl.
Now I want to know, how did she change from being just another girl to the girl you wanted to date?
Well, there was quite a distance in there. I mean, we had a
cattlemen's association in the county, and the cattlemen neighbors every couple of weeks or so would have a dance.
Oh.
And I kind of began to open my eyes at her. That's how we met.
So how old would you say you were at that time?
How old?
When you first asked her to dance.
Oh.
16.
We had dances when I was just a kid.
Day one, from little kids. It was a community dance. Everybody, every family brought their kids and their wives, and it was a community affair.
So, did you ask her to dance?
Not when I was first met her, no.
No, not till you were about 16?
Yeah, probably.
And you, what's the age difference? Because you were a grade ahead, but that doesn't mean you couldn't have been pretty close in age.
A year.
You're a year apart?
He's a year younger than I am.
So
he married this older woman.
Oh, my. So sophisticated.
Oh, my goodness. So you guys kind of got to know each other and got a little more friendly through dancing.
Yes.
How did you know that she was the one? Or vice versa?
Well, a lot of years.
Well, yeah. As the years went by, we became more friendly, knew one another better, knew her family. Her family knew my family. It was a community, and she was a member of the community.
Yeah.
And that's how our relationship grew. She had a couple of boyfriends before I ever looked at her, but they didn't amount to nothing. And through the dancing community crowd, everybody danced with everybody else, she was just more or less another member of the family, of the community family.
Yeah.
Well, along the line, his brother married another girl from our community that I had gone to school with and knew. And so that kind of hooked us up, too. So
did you guys double date?
No. He was several years, or both of them were several years older than us.
Okay.
And then he went into the service. It was during the war years. I ended up living with his wife in Sandpoint part of the time when I was in high school.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So anyhow, that was a connection.
Yeah.
Did you both go to Sandpoint High School then?
Yes.
Very nice. And then, so you were living in town while you were in high school. Where were you living in relation when you were going through high school? Were you still out here in Sully Valley?
Yes.
Okay. So how did you guys find time to meet, and what did you guys do when you would go on dates in high school?
Well, when our dates weren't no such thing. It was just, she was part of the...
Hand me a clean napkin there.
She was part of the community, family, mm-hmm. and...
I was fortunate for a while that I had a grandmother that lived in Sandpoint, and mm-hmm. I lived with her first part of my high school years.
That makes sense, yeah.
But unfortunately, she passed away when I was a junior, I believe.
No.
And then later on, like I said, his brother Bob was in the service, and when he got sent someplace, I don't remember where, his wife was working at a store in Sandpoint, and she got an apartment, and so I lived with her to finish out my high school year.
That makes sense, because it's probably, what, 40 minutes to get to your house, to up Gold Creek from the high school?
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
40, no, you say 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Is what you said?
Yeah. Or how long did it take to get?
That was 40, that was 80 years, ago.
Yeah, it was so probably a lot longer.
I would
longer.
Imagine it'd be a couple
you
hours.
Traveled horseback.
Yeah. Oh, to get in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we never tried to get to high school back then. We stayed in town.
Yep, that makes sense.
With no possibility to get in high school,
so did
you're
going to
live on Gold Creek.
No. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Did you stay in town too, Jim?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes
Where did
sense.
Who did you stay with?
He worked for Co-op. What was her name?
I'll think about it later.
It'll come to you when you're like doing something random like, oh, I'm making muffins. Oh, that was his name.
So I'm curious because you mentioned that she had a bunch of boyfriends that didn't amount to anything.
No, two boyfriends.
Okay. So how did you, Virginia, decide, I don't want these guys anymore. I'm interested in him.
She's smart.
I'll have to agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. The relationship, well, one of them I didn't care for at all, and the other one decided they saw better skies or something or other. I don't know. Anyhow, we parted ways, and of course I've been seeing him off and on, you know, mm-hmm, time mm-hmm. to time.
Yeah, so who decided, or how did you propose, Jim?
Okay.
Just a sec.
Okay. Well, maybe let's get to your side of the story, Virginia.
Oh. Did you expect it? Did you know that he was, did you have a feeling he was going to propose when he proposed, or?
Well, yeah, I think, but I didn't know. Anyhow, I had a job. And I was working in town, and I had an apartment. So it was on a weekend, and he came to town to see me, and we went down to the beach. That was something we kind of drove down to the city beach in Sandpoint.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Know,
and, yeah, I love it there.
And
aww. You guys are good looking.
So he had this beautiful ring, a silk. Got the middle ring on my, this was my engagement ring.
Aww.
And he had immediately had a nosebleed.
Oh no. So I can totally imagine you were probably not drinking water, nervous, getting ready to go, and then that would just make so much sense.
He had been having problems with that, and it just kind of come on him. But anyhow,
aww, that's so sweet.
So you immediately said yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes. What do you remember about that, Jim?
Nothing.
It was all a big blur.
I don't. I don't know when we agreed to get married. It was just something that happened.
Well, you must have picked out a ring, though, because were you surprised by it?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. That's and so you sweet. Went and picked that out all on your own.
I imagine, yes.
You surprised her, and she said yes.
And we were married. It was leap year.
Oh, fun. Did you get married on leap year?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so wait, cool.
Like
the 29th of February night.
Huh?
Did you get married February 29th?
No.
Oh, okay.
January 1st.
I knew that.
In 28.
In 28. In 28, okay.
The year of the leap year.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
That's so cute.
What do you remember about your wedding?
Well, there again, we did not have a big fancy wedding like most of our kids have. We went to the...
My brother and his wife accompanied us to the Methodist Church in Sandpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the size of our wedding.
Is that the one over there on Boyer in Maine?
Yeah.
The white... Yep. White.
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful church.
That is. Yeah. Oh, well, hey.
Converts.
You don't need a big wedding.
So then
to commemorate your love, right?
You guys, yes. did you live out here in the Selly Valley after you got married, or did you live in town?
Never lived in town. I wouldn't raise a dog in town.
No, we spent our honeymoon up at Naples at a cabin.
Oh, nice. Oh, Naples is so beautiful.
We had a... what was the age of that car that we had? That first automobile we had.
That Ford?
Yeah.
That coupe? That Ford?
Yeah, right.
What was the age of it?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It was old, though. It was cheap,
but it got you where you needed to go?
That's my kind of car.
Yes. Yeah. So tell me, so you guys have been in this area now for 80 years.
All of your life.
Yeah.
All of mine except the first 10 years.
Wow.
Okay. And then how many kids did you have?
How many what?
I know you have had several children.
How many kids? Is that what you said?
How many kids?
Four boys and a girl.
Yeah. How long did you wait to have kids?
About a year.
Yeah. You got busy. And what kind of work did you guys do?
Ranch. I was a rancher. Raised cattle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's hard work.
Oh, yeah. Ranch life is always hard.
Yeah. And what, Virginia, did you help keep him in line?
Well, I helped
kept
him
the ranch.
What I could, and during the summertime, we had to put up a lot of hay. And,
oh, man, that's a fun job.
Part of the ranch crew.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then how many grandchildren do you guys have now?
Oh, my goodness.
Can't count that
I
far.
Have to stop and figure it all out if you really need to know.
No, it's okay. Rough estimate. 20, 30?
30.
Well, We've got five children, and if they each have, well, let's make it three,
mm-hmm.
so that'd be 15.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some have four, and some only have two, so that's the reason I said three.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Something like that.
Yeah, and are they mostly in the area still?
All of them.
All?
Well, take it back. We got one son whose family lives in Seattle.
Okay. Still the Pacific.
Yeah, no, still there.
Not Seattle.
Well, that's the difference.
In that area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, south of Seattle, whatever.
Is that Tacoma?
Portland.
Oh, Portland. Okay.
Yeah. So you guys, over the course of your lifetime, you have wonderful children. Tell me if you can think back, Have there been any difficult, challenging things that you guys have had to work through?
Yes.
Yeah?
We lost a son.
Oh.
That's...
when he was about 2 years old.
Yeah.
And that's always been a pain.
That's probably the most difficult thing to go through. How did you guys get... how did you get through that?
Well, we were... there was just him and her and our boy. And that was the size of the family. Mm-hmm. We just suffered through it.
Yeah.
And so then we decided to have children right away after that. And so then...
yeah.
They filled...
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Steve was born about a year later, and then on down the line. Janice, our daughter, is the youngest, and she was born in 63, so she's quite a bit younger than the oldest boy, so that was...
So what are some of your happiest memories together?
Yeah.
Just being together.
Aww.
We didn't have any special moments because they were all special. Here's the girl I married. Look at her.
Drop dead gorgeous.
Yes. You guys are both very...
you guys are super good looking.
And at what age would you say you are in these photos?
What? That was my high school graduation picture.
And how about you, Jim?
About the same age.
Same age.
About same age.
Yeah. Oh. And you've been together pretty much since then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Every day except... hospital stays or something like that.
Yeah.
Aww, so sweet.
Wow. So do you guys have any fun family traditions or things that you guys do together?
Being together. Working together. Living as a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our family, that is the most important thing. As soon as the kids were 4 years old, they talked about horses, didn't they?
Yeah.
So first, and at the time, that was, Jim was working at, there was a sale yard in Sandpoint. And like
on
I said.
On sale day.
Yeah, and every week he worked at the sale yard. So here one day this little Shetland pony came in. And like I say, Steve and Dan was probably 6 and 4, or something like that.
Oh no!
So here he came home from the sale yard this one day, and that little pony nickered, and the boys were outside playing, and holy cow, they ran to the pickup, and that was the day of their life.
Oh my gosh, that would have been so great.
And that's still a big part of their life
to
this day. Yeah. They love horses.
It was.
Yeah, that's a pretty neat gift you guys gave your kids.
Oh, absolutely.
He was a nice little pony, but he wasn't a little kid's pony. Mm. He took some work before you got him so the kids could ride him, didn't he?
Well, he had nasty habits, so we had to break him up.
So then, as time went on, and the kids were in 4-H, and
had 4-H horses and 4-H cattle, and
and then he, one day at the sale yard, here was another colt, little Appaloosa. I don't remember how old he was when you, but anyhow,
about a year. Says. Apache or Chinook.
And Jim decided we needed him too. So we
Steve kind of took to him, and he retired him when he was, I don't know, 25 or
he was 30.
Long living.
He died when he was 32, I think. And that was a
that's
big part of his
heart rendering.
Yeah.
Yeah, part of the family at that point.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to go back a ways. He had a horse when he was dating me. He'd come to see me on his horse.
That was before you got married.
So was it a white?
That was before we got married.
Was it a white steed?
No, it was black.
No. Yeah, that's how you had to get around, though, huh? Before the Ford Coupe came along. I know this is a silly question, but I'm just curious. Jim, what is your favorite thing that Virginia makes for dinner?
That makes for dinner?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a damn good cook, and I don't think I've got any favorite thing.
You love it all?
Yes, I do.
I love
That's
that.
That's awesome.
On that subject, I think last night was the poorest dinner I ever had. And it was a stew made out of a poor beef cut.
Well,
you got to get it out of the way because, you know, you got to clear the freezer for the good stuff that's coming.
Yes, yes. That's right.
We all have that where you're like, oh, yes. We've been avoiding that for 2 years. We got to get it out of the freezer. No one ever wants to eat it. And then you do. That's exactly what I do, too. I turn into some sort of meh stew.
That's a good way to salvage it.
It's the leftover stew. It's like, and you don't even love that piece of meat. So you're like, oh, you get the leftover old carrots. You know, that's what goes in that one.
The salvage stew.
I don't know where that cut of meat came from, but it was a net. And I thought, well, and we just had carrots out of the garden, and I had some potatoes that needed used, and, onions, and so I threw it all together, and
that's amazing.
It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't my favorite by no means.
Oh, no, well, you guys, like, have the best meat ever. Like, yeah. I've moved to Spokane and I crave woods meat. I'm like,
it doesn't make it all the way to Spokane?
Well, I don't get it as often. Yeah. So I'm like, oh man. So yes. Yeah.
Well, I just want to ask a few final questions. Mm-hmm. More advice driven questions. Just, you know, if you were to give someone younger that's thinking about getting married or, you know, staying in a long relationship, what advice do you have to give them? How do you keep your relationship going strong?
Well, backing up a little bit, we never had any liquor or anything like that in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, I don't even like beer. I don't care for liquor at all. And like I say, nowadays I think the kids party too much.
I agree.
Yeah.
And
that can cause some problems. Yeah.
Well, then you don't get it. You're not paying attention to things, and then you overlook the important, everyday, simple, strong stuff.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember when we dated that we ever had any liquor, did we?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good advice.
That's actually, yeah. How about you? Do you have any advice?
About staying together?
Yeah.
Well, she about covered it. Just love. You picked the right one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what keeps them together is love.
Yeah.
If they go to screwing around with somebody else's wife or husband, why, that's the end of it.
Yeah. You got to cherish each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
Respect.
There's a couple other things. If you guys fall on a disagreement, how did you guys find that you best resolved that?
We're using common sense, I guess. Usually, if there's a disagreement, she's always at fault.
Getting off of it.
I can see humor as a part of that. Oh my goodness.
It's usually some dumb thing that don't amount to a whole lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, we get perturbed at the other person, but like I say, usually it's something that don't amount to a whole lot. Isn't that right?
Oh, that's right.
Keeping it in perspective.
Yes. Yeah. For sure.
Anything that's major is discussed and comes to the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And it never becomes a bloodbath fight. Yeah. Never.
You're on the same team?
Yep.
Stay on the same team?
Well, I think that's good advice.
Yeah.
Remember that, right?
You're not competing.
We're in this together.
Yeah.
Right.
And when you pick the right person to be in it together, you just keep laughing and get through it and have fun.
Well, I noticed one of the questions there was living together before you're married. Mm-hmm. And we have some, would they be great? Be great-grandchildren, I believe, or grand... I don't know. I don't believe in that, but maybe they've got a theory.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard when you guys merged your homes together, when you guys both came out here to live? Was it hard to get used to living together? Because you didn't you didn't live together before, or...
Well, now, you say when we...
When you got married.
Both came out here together. We were born here together. I wasn't born,
true.
But might as well have been.
Oh, yeah. Right. You were raised here together. So you guys knew what to expect from each other, and you understood what...
And I think it sounds to me like community was very big, and that you guys had a lot of community support, too.
Oh, we did.
Not only that, but we've had a lot of state awards and stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you. I can't tell you guys how fun that was to talk to you and hear your love story and your amazing advice. And I really think that it behooves people to listen.
I agree.